I can't see to change my life. It's bittersweet, this life. Take me with you, I don't even care.
I wanna help you. That was All Night Baby, and before that, Spanish Wine, both by The Velveteens, an indie rock band from Edmonton whose latest EP, Slow Wave, was released on the Fierce Panda Records label. I spoke with vocalist and guitarist Spencer Morphy over Skype. Spencer, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How long have you been making music? When did you pick up your first guitar?
Oh, I think I started playing music when I was like maybe 10 years old, just a little guy. But I started playing guitar, and that was my thing for forever. And then when I got out of high school, I started playing in bands and stuff. So it's been a while, I guess.
How did you come together with Addison and Dean to form the Velveteens?
I knew Addison from, they're both from Edmonton, that's where I'm from. And, I'd seen him around, and what actually happened is I was living in Australia at the time, and I wanted to come back to Canada and start a band. So I actually got in touch with Addison, and I hadn't really like hung out with him before, but I got in touch with him, and I was like, "Hey, do you want to play in a band?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure." And I'm like, "Cool, I'll be back in like few weeks, let's do it." And then so it just like basically started right then, and then as we wrote music, just him and I, we realized we needed a bass player, so we brought Dean into the mix. So yeah.
How do you approach your songwriting? Is it a really collaborative process, or does one of you typically take the lead?
Since I sing, I typically like write the lyrics and the melodies and that sort of realm of it. And then Addison, it's me and Addison that write the songs. We like kind of both collaborate, and then we bring it to the full band kind of format after. But that being said, Addison also has written lyrics and whatever too. So it's more like we're both equally collaborating on the songs, and then we bring them into like the studio or jam it with the boys and see how it sounds.
You released your debut full-length album on the Fierce Panda record label about a year ago. Is there a theme to the songs in that collection?
The theme of it was, the title of the record is called Slow Wave, which is actually the deepest form of sleep, which I think it was Addison that kind of was interested in that, or like somehow stumbled upon that, and he's like, "Oh, that's a cool concept." So we kind of like tied that in with like the songs that we were writing, and like it kind of just brought them all together into the record. So it's kind of like cosmic sleeping, deep sleep versus beachy tunes, I guess.
The album was recorded with a great producer, Colin Stewart. What was it like working with him?
Oh, it was so fun. I had never met him, and neither had Addison, but Dean actually, who plays bass, did a record with him with our friend Leighton Kramer like a year before, and highly recommended. So we went down, and Colin's super cool. He's got this like house on the island, in Vancouver Island, and the studio's in there, and we stayed there, and he just kind of like recorded everything, and he came up with a lot of cool ideas, and he loved to get experimental, which was pretty funny, and he wanted to see how weird we could take it a lot of the time, so that was pretty fun. But like during the sessions, all three of us in the band got the flu at like different points in time, which was super gnarly. So like, I remember Addison had the flu when we were like tracking bass and guitar, and then I had the flu when they were doing keyboards, and like it somehow worked out like none of us were needed the day that we had the flu, but it was a pretty intense time.
You released the official video for your song Strange Side of the Street a few months ago. Tell me about the making of that.
So that video was shot on like a super 8mm like old film video camera that we borrowed from a friend. And we went on a tour down to the States, down the west coast of the US, and just compiled footage like while we were kind of in each city every day. And then the theme of it, I guess, is like, if you watch the videos, us just like looking around or walking, there's just like tons of walking shots of us in different cities, and every frame is like almost a different city, which was pretty fun to do. But we just shot that ourselves and then put it together after.